Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for March 16th comes from Exodus 27. Despite the fact that normal Israelites were not allowed into the holy places, the tabernacle was nevertheless supposed to be the place where Yahweh dwelt in the midst of all his people. So in Exodus 27, Yahweh made a provision for his people to approach his tabernacle in a very specific way. The Israelites would bring sacrifices to the tabernacle to offer on the bronze altar in the court of the tabernacle outside of the holy places. The court was built to accommodate hundreds of worshipers as they filed through to offer their sacrifices, both in the size and the relative holiness of the area. So the court was larger than the two holy places, but it was also classified at a lower degree of holiness so that Israelites could safely come to seek atonement for their sins. The gradations of holiness in the whole tabernacle then worked like this. Only the high priest could enter the most holy place, and only once a year. But all the priests ministered regularly in the holy place. All other Israelites were permitted to enter the court, but only to bring their sacrifices, which the priest would offer up on the bronze altar. It seems that later on, yet another partition was added to the temple, keeping Gentiles separated farther back from where the Jews were permitted to go. Paul refers to this area as the dividing wall of hostility in Ephesians 2 verse 14, since that barrier became fuel for hostilities between Gentiles and Jews. But then Paul explains in Ephesians 2 verses 14 through 16, that Jesus, through his death on the cross, tore down that dividing wall. Jesus did this, Paul explains, to kill the hostility in Ephesians 2, verse 16, but also to preach peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near in Ephesians 2, verse 17. The divisions to keep distance between various degrees of holiness served a purpose in the Old Covenant. That is, to bring as many people as close to God's holiness as possible. But Jesus achieved that purpose in totality when he died on the cross. The gospel announces that Christ has made peace on our behalf, both with the holy consuming fire God and also with our fellow believers. In fact, Paul finishes that passage in Ephesians 2 by explaining that all of us, Jews and Gentiles, saints and strangers, are being joined together in God's new holy temple, the dwelling place for God by his Spirit, in Ephesians 2 verses 19 through 22. What God accomplished in part through the tabernacle, he is accomplished to a much further degree through the work of Jesus Christ. And one day, the need for the temple will be abolished forever, since the new temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb, according to Revelation 21, verse 22. All distance and division will be put away, and we will all dwell together with God in perfect holiness forever. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to freedailybiblestudy.com/thatyoumayknow.